I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Anthony, he is host of Black and Right on The Answer in Chicago, and he's also a former police officer. He has served in the Illinois House of Representatives, as I understand it, as well, and he's on the show with us right now. John, a real pleasure to have you here on The Annie Fry Show.
Hey, Annie, thanks so much for allowing me on. It might be my first time on, but not my first time listening.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I know that I've had Dan Proft on the show before and other people, Steve Cortez as well from The Answer, and I really appreciate that northeastern conservative viewpoint on things that affect us down here in southern Illinois just the same. So it's a real pleasure to have you here. I need to have your experience as somebody who is a Black Republican, former police officer. I'm sure law enforcement is near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
Outspoken on these issues. What are the police officers and their families going to endure now due to Governor Pritzker's signing of this new bill?
I fear, but I hope that I'm wrong. I fear that you're seeing the beginnings of the end of the policing profession, not just here in Illinois, but I mean throughout America. Because remember, it all starts in either Illinois, New York, or California. That's where a lot of these real regressive bills start at, and they all piggyback off each other to see who's going to do what. But I went through all of the policing Facebook and social media groups that I'm a part of, and all you see is people. I mean, they are completely dejected right now. They feel like they are just the bane of America's existence right now, and they don't have a voice out there speaking and pushing back against this, the foolishness that we see. And I think what happens in Chicago, because at least when I was in the legislative body, we always created bills in criminal justice or policing reform that dealt with the woes of Chicago. The woes of Chicago affects the rest of the state and the rest of the country in some regards, and that's just not fair.
Yeah. Well, we're speaking with John Anthony, a host of Black and Right on The Answer in Chicago, former police officer as well. As somebody who served in law enforcement, you know, as I said, I had so many people reach out to me because this all happened real fast in the public, the way it came to be. There's a lot of panic behind it. What are the actual issues involved in this bill that really would concern you?
Oh, my God. I mean, given the AG powers that the state AG didn't have to deal with police misconduct, because that's normally a Department of Justice issue. They want to, if you're an individual and you have an incident with the police, right? And right now, if there's no underlying arrest or offense, cops can no longer arrest people for resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Here's another one. Let's say there's a crime, there's a murder that's being committed. If a person walks across the red line. Right now, with the passage of this bill, they can go. Now, imagine this. Maybe the person who killed that person can now walk and put his evidence all back into the scene. I mean, this bill was just ludicrous. And you know, the bad thing about it, it was passed during lame duck session, not the normal process of the legislative process. Normally, a bill like this takes time. I get it. They said they started in July. A bill like this normally goes through the normal process of the legislative process. This did not. So unaccountable people who were leaving their offices as far as elected officials voted to pass this out. That's a travesty, no matter what city or what state you live in.
Former police officer John Anthony, host of Black and Right on The Answer, is on the phone with us. John, you mentioned that the goal of this really is ultimately, even nationwide, these kinds of laws, is to undermine police officers and kind of demoralize, take apart police precincts in general, and just create lawlessness is what the end goal of that would be. Do you think that the politicians passing these things know that, and that they really are for that, or are they blind to the outcomes of the things that they're passing?
Well, I think you got to understand the constituency that most of these elected officials, especially here in Chicago, because this bill was derived and created from the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus. So that means they're in communities where, the alleged of police misconduct, the alleged police brutality. So I do believe, because when you look at the list of people who were part of this Change Illinois, ACLU, Chicago Community Bond Fund, Community Renewal Society, Chicago Appleseed Fund for Justice, when you look at the groups that were part of making this bill happen, I mean, it speaks to, I mean, if these people, if these elected officials don't pass this bill, they'll look for others who will. And I think that's a lot of the pushback, because most of the people, especially the Black Caucus members, have never had a primary opponent. So they're more afraid of that primary opponent from the left of them. And so they have to push through and vote for these things. Think about this. You really think, I think this bill, it had good intentions, but I think it's going to hurt the very community that they're trying to protect, the Black and brown communities. Because guess what? The police didn't shoot 4,000 people in Chicago. The police didn't shoot and kill 700 people in Chicago. The people within their own communities did. When will we hold them accountable for their actions? Because this reform bill will be for naught. It will mean nothing if we don't begin to hold the community members just as responsible for the crime that occurs in their communities.
John Anthony is a former police officer, but also is a former Republican in the Illinois General Assembly. I got to ask you, we cover Southern Illinois down here. You're in Chicago, and you have a strong voice in Chicago, strong representation there. I hear you saying, what are we going to do to back up these people and give these communities what they want? The Republican Party in the state of Illinois has a lot of solutions. The policies that we should be implementing would solve a lot of these problems. But sometimes it's like we can't find our butt with our own hands in this party across the entire state, and it's like, where do we go from here? How do we take the good ideas that we have, get past our differences, and do something meaningful?
Well, I believe we have to elect leaders who have a spine and a backbone, who don't care about the PC, who doesn't care about losing an election, and just go out and actually make decisions. I'm Black. I'm originally from Chicago. I live in Joliet. I took a lot of heat from a lot of decisions and a lot of the things that I voted against that the Black Caucus wanted to do. But the Republican Party needs a spine. This go-along mentality that we've had in Illinois for decades, I saw it with my own eyes. Until we elect leaders and we bring parity back between the balance of power and the legislative bodies, nothing will change. But we need people to stop saying, "I'm not voting." We need people to begin to get engaged. And police officers, most of them don't get engaged in politics because they're frustrated with politics. But this is what happens when you give up your voice. When you give up your vote, you give up your voice. And that has to stop. That has to stop. And I'm a huge Donald Trump fan. He taught us how to fight. He laid the playbook. He gave us the guidelines to push back and to not take these liberals and these regressives and allow them to manipulate the vocabulary of our day for their own political control and gain.
John, will you come back on the show? It's been a pleasure having you. I'm running out of time, and I want to talk more about this policing thing, but I've got a million other things that I want to discuss with you as well.
Sure.
I think it's so important what you're saying, and I think that I know that there's a lot of great frustration here in Southern Illinois about Chicago. It's easy to blame Chicago for a lot of the woes that Illinois has, but I'm a firm believer that if we want to fix it, we're going to need Chicago. And we're going to need to hold hands and hold on tight going forward. And we'd love to have your voice back here if you're
willing. I would love to. Thank you so much. And just remember, proactive policing is dead unless we fix it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.